God's Word is the key to answered prayer. You can receive God's promises for your life. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and find out God's formula for success. Now here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson's back with us for some more prosperity. If you're not interested in prosperity, don't listen.
That's right.
I'm interested.
Just go away.
Somebody said, I've been rich, now I've been poor, and rich is
rich
better.
Is better.
Prosperity is better.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's
name.
Right. Well, first of all, Happy New Year to you. This is the first week of our new year.
Well, thank
and,
you very much.
And Brother Copeland's word for the new year, 2018, the year of Holy Ghost and fire.
Oh, I like the sound
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, so that's, we're in for a big year. And you're in for a big
that.
Year.
I receive it.
This is day 305 of all of our prosperity broadcasts that we've done together.
Think about
and
it.
And all of the notes from them, including what we're teaching on right now, are available to you on kcm.org. You go to the picture of Glory and Me, click onto it, and all of these outlines will appear before you. You can print them out. We've had over a million, well over a million now. Downloads of these outlines.
Is that right?
And so you take them, print them, and
think
just
about
get
that,
them
George,
out there.
That's just awesome.
They're absolutely free, and so you can print as many as you want to. And so before we get into the message, let me read you a quick testimony. Can I do that, Gloria?
You can do that.
This lady writes to us. She's from, let's see, New Jersey, and she says, I just wanted to thank you to Gloria and George from the bottom of my heart for all of the free material items that you have loaded me up with in the last few months. I was absolutely thrilled
her up.
When I she loaded her up. Absolutely thrilled when I received those packages. She said, I started with two broadcasts of Glory and George I viewed about increase that got me started. I didn't know about the free material offers until then. Now I have watched Supernatural Increase, Bulldog Faith.
Praise God.
God is my source.
Hallelujah.
I am on a roll.
Yes.
What a booster shot I got from all of the scriptural teachings.
Praise
Thank
God.
You.
I just believe people are doing that all over the world.
She says, I do believe God cares for us and wants our needs taken
Praise
care of.
God.
So isn't that a great testimony?
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
And so if you have a testimony about these prosperity broadcasts, please send them to us.
Yes,
Gloria and I want to hear.
That would be such a blessing.
The good reports of the things that are taking place, and we'll read them on the broadcast and let others know that it's working. It's
yeah.
working. It's working.
Amen.
And so today what we're talking about, and as we've spoken before, Gloria, the Lord spoke to me about the series that we're on, and He said, go look at Gloria's book, God's Will is Prosperity. I went into my little library and I pulled out my original copy that you
uh-huh.
gave to me many years ago. And the one that I did the cover for, you
yes.
had several, you had a company do a cover, and they presented several different options, and you said you didn't like any of them. So you said, George, see what you can do.
See what you can do.
I came up with the cover.
You get a lot of jobs like
we
that,
have,
George.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to serve. And so this book cover is not, it's not in this book cover anymore, but the Lord said, take each day and do a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing today. And
Praise
today,
God,
day five is chapter five.
Okay.
And it's called How to Receive from God.
Praise
How to Receive
God.
From God. And it's a step-by-step that we're taking here. And it begins with, number one here, realize that God's Word is His will. Very simple. But so many people don't realize that. The Word of God
right.
is God's will for us.
They'd be more interested in reading it if they knew that.
Mm, they would be. They would be.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing
place. And you cover that in your book called God's Will for You. There's a chapter in that book called God's Will is His Word. So these are some of the things that you taught me in the very beginning. You and Kenneth, in your teaching, as I would listen to you speak, I found out that it was whatever is in the Word of God is His will
That's
for me.
Right. You can count on it.
If it says that I am to be the head and not the tail, to be the lender and not
Above
the borrower,
and not beneath,
that's the will of God for me. So how important it is to get revelation of the will of God. I quoted this the other day, and this was from F.F. Bosworth. He said, Faith begins where the will of God is known.
Yes.
So when you know the will of God, there's a confidence. There's definitely a confidence in knowing that that belongs to you. And I have a scripture that just popped into my head here. The scripture is, come on. I can see it. Oh, here it is. 1 John 5:14. Listen to this. It says, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask Him anything according to His will,
He hears us.
He hears us. And we know that He hears us. If we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of Him. And I wrote this in my Bible right here. Faith begins where the will of God is known.
That's right.
It stops at the question mark.
Yeah.
When there's a question mark, when there's a question mark about the healing of your body, and you don't know whether it's the will of God for you to be healed, go to the Word. Go to Isaiah chapter 53, 1 Peter 2:24.
If you don't know, fix it. Go to the Word and find out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I love about her so much is the, you can say it in a sentence. If you don't know, fix it.
Fix it. That's right.
And I like the ultimate gloryism. Get over it.
Get over it. George, you're such a good student.
So I'll tell you. We have to know that it's the will of God.
That's right.
That's the book.
That is faith.
God's will, is
God
prosperity.
Is faith. Yeah.
And there was a time when you and Kenneth had a revelation that it was God's will for you to prosper.
Oh, it was big too. We needed it bad.
You had to have it.
Yeah.
You had to have
That's
it.
Right.
And you back then, you were going to hear Kenneth Hagin and hearing about the plan of redemption and what God provides for you.
We were learning about faith.
You were learning about faith and how to put your faith to work. And so you said in this book, I quote Gloria, read the Bible with the knowledge that God had it written for your benefit, not for His.
That's right. Did I say that?
You said it.
Praise
you said
God.
It.
Well, that's the truth.
And you also said God's Word in you is the key to answered prayer.
That's right.
Oh, that's
we know that's true.
That's a massive statement, Gloria. God's Word in you.
Because faith comes by hearing.
Yeah.
And hearing by the Word of God.
And from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Or, to quote you, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth leaks.
Well, it goes both ways.
It does.
It depends on what you've got in that heart.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll come out your
mouth. And if you're putting, well, just like...
Better to speak than to leak, tell me.
So it's, exactly, yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying. That's pretty funny. You do, you have to put that down on the inside of you. And it reminds me of Keith Moore and when he was working for Brother Hagin. Mm-hmm. He was in charge of healing school and they had him watching Brother Hagin's healing videos. And he was watching them and watching them and watching them day after day after day. And all of a sudden he found himself healed. He's healed. He's whole. Well, he thought, you know what? If this will work for healing, it'll work for prosperity.
Da, da.
Yeah.
Came through.
So he started listening to you and Kenneth. He got all of your prosperity materials, started to put that down on the inside of him, began to identify with what the will of God was. I used to think, before I came in contact with this ministry, I honestly used to think, because I was taught, that God used sickness to teach you.
A lot of people were taught that.
That the reason that you're sick is because He wants to do something with you, or He wants to communicate something with you. And when I came around here and started listening to this and started reading things like this, I found out that it was not God's will for me to be sick. It was an enlightening moment. It was an epiphany. It was a revelation that I don't have to be sick anymore.
Praise God, that's right.
And then I was taught, I don't have to be poor anymore, and I don't have to be in debt anymore.
Yes.
And there's some people in the financial world that say, well, there's some good debt.
Don't you believe
it? I don't think so. I don't think so. We don't use that word around here, only in the context of what we don't do.
That's right.
There's never any discussion amongst us
Have you ever regretted believing God to pay for something when you got it?
Not at all. I've never regretted that.
You'd still be making payments on your refrigerator, yeah. your stove, your house, your car.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
If you hadn't believed God.
Exactly.
To manifest it for you.
Had we taken out a 30-year loan on the executive building that we have here,
yeah.
we would have just finished paying it last year.
And it would have been about how much interest?
Oh, it would have been massive. Massive interest, paid over it many times. But you knew the will of God. You knew it was the will of God for you to be debt-free. And where that building was concerned, I remember the day that Brother Copeland called us and said, sweep it out and let it sit. It was concrete floors at that time.
We were building the which building?
It was the administrative building, the executive building.
We were not borrowing money for it.
Right, exactly.
But we did not have money to finish it.
Well, he said
at that moment
he didn't want to take money out of outreach to be able to get the building finished. And so he just closed it up and said, just let her sit. I would come out here and I would walk that building and just pray in the Spirit over it, talk to it, call it finished. Well, it's done. It's completed. Took us a little bit longer than it would normally take. But we didn't owe anything on it.
But how long? You'd be still paying on it.
Be still paying on it. Well, we would have finished last year, but still the point being is you would have paid for it many times over. All that to say, it is the will of God for us to prosper. And it is the will of God for us to be able to continue in our lives in a place
That's
of prosperity.
Right.
And you taught me something through this book. I've preached on it, and I've got it right here. And in chapter 5, you talk about God's success formula.
Mm-hmm.
God's success formula. And you began with Joshua 1:8. And it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
It says it all. Mm-hmm. And that's how you prosper. That's
right.
How you prosper. And the way you put it in the book was it was God's success formula. So I studied that out, Gloria. I read it through, and I preached on that many times before. I preached on the success formula that mm-hmm. you have. And here it is right here. It's laid out before us right here. And it's in greater detail in the book, but here it is. This is the three points to God's success formula. First one, and I'll read the points first and then we can talk about it. Number one, talk the word. Now, this is based on what God told Joshua. You talk the word, you speak the word. Number two, you meditate the word. And number three, you act on the word. That is the success formula that guarantees the outcome of prosperity.
If you do the first three, but you don't do the last one.
Yeah, you can't leave.
You just blew it.
yeah, exactly. You can't just do one. You've got to do all of them.
Right.
You have to do all of them. And so the first one was you have to speak the word. You've got to talk the word.
You have to say what you want to come to pass.
You have to
because
say.
Because you can have what you say.
Yes.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's faith.
Once again, she said it all in a sentence.
Mark 11:23.
So you have to speak the word of God. And you do this by keeping the word in you in abundance.
That's right.
You have to really stockpile the word.
You keep it in you in abundance by putting it in your eyes and in your ears.
Yep.
That gets into your heart.
And when you need it, it will come out. When you put it down there, whenever
you deposit it.
You deposit it and you can withdraw it.
That's right.
That's good, Gloria. That's really
right.
Good. You've got your own bank account down here in the realm of the Spirit, and you deposit the word, and the word goes down there, and that word is alive and active. And then when you need that word, it will come up out of you and you will act on that word. That's good.
That's really good. It's easy. You just have to do it.
It reminds me of the conversation that I had with Marilyn Hickey one time. And she was talking to Terry and me about when she was a little girl, she went to grandmother's house. And grandmother had a basement, and the basement was just a dirt
floor.
Dugout area. But it was cold down there. And in the summertime, they would pick the peaches, and then they would can the peaches. and they take it down into the cold basement and leave it down there. And in the middle of the winter, grandmother would say, Marilyn, go down there and get some of those good peaches. So she'd go down there and open up the can or the bottle.
Jar.
The jar. Thank you.
You came from the city. I realize that. But
I know. She's tutorial on country living. The jar. Thank you. Uh-huh. And they opened up the jar, and the smell of the peaches was just like when they put it down in the jar in the summertime. And Marilyn looked at us, and she said, you've got to can the word.
That's good, isn't it? That's right.
You've got to can the word. And so you put that word down there, and you'll be able to speak that word. It'll come out of you. You said, this is number two, point two, unless you act against the world order with the word of God, your mouth will speak from experience, circumstance,
right,
and tradition. So you have to fight that. You have to overcome it. And so to change your words, you must first change the source.
The natural way for people is to talk negative.
Yeah, that's right.
And if people that talk positive, they think you're a fanatic. Yeah.
They really do. They really do. And how many people do we get around in a store or something like that you hear them speaking, and it's like noise to your ears. It's not right. So
they
we have to
know.
Speak. We've got to speak and declare the word of God. We speak and declare the end
that's
from the
right.
beginning. When Terry and I pray every morning, we have confessions that we make every morning. We have our daily confessions that we make. And at the very end of our confessions, we say, we declare the end of this day from the beginning.
That's right. That's good. That's a good thing to say, George. I like that.
So we prophesy over our day. So number one, talk the word. Number two, meditate the word. To meditate the word, you put God's word in your heart by meditating that word. It gets down there when you meditate the word.
It becomes part of you.
When it
becomes part of you, it comes up and talks to your thinker here.
Yeah, your
which
thinker.
Which needs to be renewed, the Bible says.
That's right. And you do that by meditating the word of God. You take a scripture and you think about it.
You get to where you do it involuntarily. I mean, it's just a natural way.
Yeah.
It comes
that's
up.
Good.
You say, okay, that's right. You know.
Yeah, it's
and
there.
You say it. But it becomes a natural way of life.
You really get trained in these things. You're training the human spirit and developing it takes time. The renewing of the mind takes time. But when it's down in there and it's solid and you meditate on it, I remember in Brother Copeland's book about, and you talk about it in your book too, about meditation, how to do it. But Brother Copeland talks about it as well, and he says you've got to see that word and how it applies to you personally.
Right. Take it.
How does that? Yeah, you take it. And how does Deuteronomy 8:18 apply to me personally, where he's talking about how he gives us the power to get wealth? Well, how does that apply to me? And you think about it, and you think on it, and you dwell on these things. These are all words that you all have taught me about how to meditate the Word. Mm-hmm. And you sit there sometimes on my Saturdays when I'm preparing to preach for Sunday. I will have meditation time where I will sit there and I will meditate, think about, I will digest the Word of God.
Apply the Word to yourself.
I would apply it to myself and
now
I'll say,
it fits me right now. What am I doing? What am I saying?
Yeah. And I'll say, Lord, what do you want to share with the people about this scripture tomorrow? What do you want to say? And I'll just think and I'll meditate on that scripture. I'll look at, like this scripture I'm looking at right here. I'm just looking at this one. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I'm meditating on that. This is the victory. This is the victory that overcomes everything that's in the world.
That's right.
Our faith. Our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And that gets down on the inside of me. And like you said, it becomes part of you. Becomes
right.
part of your spiritual being and your spiritual makeup. Here's another definition of meditation in the Word. Meditation is fixing your mind on the Word so that you are able to do all that is written therein.
That's
so you fix your mind on that Word.
You're taking it.
Yeah. And Brother Copeland says this about meditation in the Word. He said it enlarges your capacity for faith. I like that.
Yeah.
It stretches your being to where you're able to see what you haven't seen before. You're able to see that house.
Yeah.
You're able to see that car. You're able to see that need met. You're able to see that debt gone. So we meditate on that and we see it. Meditation in the Word versus meditation in the worst. The worst case scenario.
Yeah, that's right.
Or the worry. We meditate on what God says about it, and it changes our lives. And the third point to God's success formula is acting on the Word. One of the great enemies of faith is mental assent, believing the Word is true but never acting on it.
That's right.
And so you must
take it and act on
it. You must act on the knowledge to get results. And I like what you said here. You are the determining factor in receiving from God.
That's right.
You're the determining factor for that.
You hear it, you take it, or you reject it.
Exactly.
And sometimes you ignore it.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens. No. And so in the last couple of moments here, look at your second page, Gloria, and I think I'm just going to hit some highlights.
Go ahead. I'll catch up.
We are down to the last couple of minutes, Tim, aren't we? Minute and a half. Okay.
Ooh.
Well, here, you can get these notes in this product that we're giving to you free, but the scripture that we're using on this last part is Mark 11:22-24.
Big scripture.
The God kind of faith. What do? You speak to the mountain. Mm-hmm. You don't talk to God about the problem. You talk to Him about the answer. Like Gloria said in her book, most people want God to talk to the mountain for them, but He will not. So we talk to the mountain.
That's our job.
God has given us authority on the earth to speak and to see it come to pass. And because of man's authority on the earth, God will allow whatever you allow in your life.
That's right.
Righteousness or sin, health or sickness, prosperity or poverty. And then we're not to doubt in our hearts. Gloria said that doubt is eradicated from your heart through hearing and meditating on the Word. And the key to receiving the desires of your heart is to make the words of your mouth agree with what you want all the time. Gloria, these are powerful statements. And then the king of all statements, in consistency lies the power.
Hallelujah.
Only say what you want to come to pass. And keep saying it, and keep saying it. And you said if you speak positive results in prayer and negative results in the rest of the time, your negative results will win.
Yeah.
Be consistent in only saying faith words.
That's right.
And we are to live.
You can change any situation.
That's it.
Learn how to do that. And say what you want.
Say what you want to say.
And if you don't want it, don't say it.
That's right.
George and I'll be right back.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.